inspiring interviews, provocative people. Get ready. Get bold today with your Emmy-winning host, LeGron Green.
My guest today is Julie Weiss, and Julie has really made news and has really come through with an incredible feat. She's run 52 marathons in 52 weeks for cancer support. Julie, welcome to Bold.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Well, and Julie, we can find you at marathongoddess.com.
That is correct.
And Julie, I will tell you, when I found out about your story, and I said, oh, there must be a typo here. There must be a mistake. No one can run 52 marathons in 52 weeks, but you did.
I did. I really did. And not only that, I was also working a full-time job while doing it. Can you imagine?
I know. I saw a profile piece on you on the Today Show, and they said that you worked full-time, you had your kids, then every Friday you fly out for a marathon on Sunday, and then you fly back, and you were back to work on Monday.
That's right. That's right. And a lot of coffee was involved.
Well, before we get into the mechanics of it, because I'm just amazed that can even be done physically, the idea came from an inspiration from your father's death. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Sadly, my father died from pancreatic cancer just 35 days after his diagnosis, which was just unbelievable and so devastating to me. I was just kind of lost. You know, I couldn't believe that there was this disease and how devastating it was, and that there was no cure and there was nothing that they could do once he was diagnosed. And, you know, he was my biggest fan. When I started running, there was really nothing like the joy he would get when he saw me run. So after he passed away, I thought, you know what, I have to do something big to raise money and awareness for pancreatic cancer, because nobody really knows about this cancer and how deadly it is.
It's very quick. I know from I've had some family members as well and friends who have passed on with this, and it's very quick depending on when you're diagnosed. And so I have very much sympathy for you in that regard. I mean, to get the diagnosis and then your father's gone in a month.
Yeah, it was so sad. And you know, I kept on running because I knew he would want me to, and I, you know, reached my goal of qualifying for the Boston Marathon, which was, you know, our dream, and I finally did it 10 days after he passed away. And when I crossed that finish line, I was like, okay, I've got to do something big. You know, I really have to do something. And I thought of this, okay, I just woke up one morning, I'm like, I'm going to run 52 marathons in 52 weeks. And I'm going to raise a ton of money to get this, you know, this pancreatic cancer research going and funded, and so that we could have a cure. And so I decided to just really go for it. And my first marathon began in Rome.
In Rome, yes.
And I was really honored to be in this documentary called The Spirit of the Marathon 2, which was filmed around that marathon. So they've got my story and seven other very, very inspirational runners. And that's where the journey began. And 1,362.4 miles later, in March of 2013, I finished at the A6LA Marathon. And it was really an unbelievable moment.
Well, the reason this story is so inspirational, Julie, and what you're doing is so wonderful, I mean, remember your father, and also raising the money for pancreatic cancer, I think it's the story of human, you know, courage. And what you've done, because you were, I would say this, that you were a mom. You were a young mom. You're not like some pro athlete, you know, that came out that won 5 Olympic gold medals. You decided to just take this on, and you were running. So I think, where does that spirit come from?
Well, thank you for pointing that out, because that's huge and very, very inspiring for others who think that, you know, oh, it's too late, or I'm not a runner, or this and that. But, you know, it just came from inside my soul. It was like something that I needed to do, because I, like you said, I was not a runner in high school. I was not a college athlete, anything like that, not a track star. In fact, when I was 37, before I started running, I was, you know, young mom, overweight, on antidepressants. And then I knew that I needed something. And so when I started running, I just started to feel alive again. And pretty soon the weight came off and I didn't need the medication anymore. And I had a goal. I'm like, I'm going to do a marathon. You know, I think I can do this. I know I can do this. And it was just really putting one step, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Literally.
Feeling that passion, you know, inside your soul, you're just like alive and, you know, awaken in your spirit. It's an amazing thing. And, it's, you know, I was lucky enough to find that by just running on the beach with my dog. I could barely run, seriously, from one lifeguard tower to the next at a time.
I guess what I'm really impressed by is really the strength it took, and the strength of mind, more so than anything else, to keep going when, like you said, you were on the antidepressants and you had the two kids, and you're like, oh, my God, I've got to do this.
Thank you. I mean, because the alternative is just, you know, so depressing. You know, it's like I don't want to go back to that dark place. And so, you know, I'm not saying that I'm in the light all the time, but the running really does help keep me in that light and keep me moving forward. And also the fact that I'm not just doing it for myself, I'm running with purpose now. You know, I'm inspiring others to come out and, you know, live their purpose. It doesn't necessarily have to be running, whether it's cooking or gardening or dancing, whatever it is that you love to do that makes your spirit and your soul become alive, you know, then do that. You know, if it's good for you, good for the world, do more of that, and then you'll feel alive and you'll feel better. That's what I did. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with antidepressants. Some people do need them, you know, but...
Right.
I found running, and that really just kind of saved my life, actually.
Well, and I want to ask you a couple of just very specific questions, because I know from, you know, the little, I have never run a marathon, and I actually don't want to run a marathon. I think I'm too lazy, but I'll do a half marathon. But when you ran, didn't it physically, what did it do for your body as far as the endorphins and all that? That's probably one reason it really helped your health come back.
Definitely. I think with many runners, they feel that sort of runner's high. You know, you're running and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, life is amazing. You know, and you don't get it all the time, but those endorphins really do kick in. And, you know, it's important. Training is important, too. You don't just want to go out.
Oh, right.
Out and then say like, hey, I didn't get that runner's high, but you have to start slow, and pretty soon you'll just start feeling it, and you know, it's a wonderful feeling. You just feel so connected to your body and to your soul.
I will say I do get the runner's high. I mean, my body is when I run, or even like, you know, 3-4 miles, I get that really consistently, and so it really is the best feeling, because I never want to work out when I start, but then that feeling at the end is so glorious.
I know. The finish line is great. And, yeah, it's the hardest part is really, you know, getting out the door. And once you do, you're like, oh, you know, really, glad you did.
Well, and I know, Julie, you, like you said, you're much more than just a runner and a mom. You're all these things. Now, what are you doing? Like, when we go to marathongoddess.com, what are some of the things that you are helping other people achieve daily? What are your biggest tips on that?
Well, I offer a lot of different tips, whether they be inspirational for your soul or training tips, or if you want to join a team and run with us, you know, either virtually or raise money for the cause, you can do that by joining our team. And I just created this team. It's called Team We Got This, which is also the name of my book, We Got This, because I say that all the time. It's not... you got this, I got this, we together.
Yes, we got this. Yes, we got this together. Great.
So keep an eye out for my book coming out. That's going to be very inspirational as well, that I'll have that coming out on my website soon. And so you can, you know, join the team, or you can fundraise for any one of the charities that have that speaks to your heart. I've got three different charities that have spoken to my heart so far, and currently I'm raising money for the Hirschberg Foundation, which is a pancreatic cancer foundation, and also an official charity for the A6 LA Marathon, which is coming up on March 15th.
Wow. And what's your dream goal?
Great question, because I love to help motivate and inspire people. I'm also very blessed to have a really good 9-to-5 job, because of course we all have to pay the bills. But if I could, you know, if I could be able to do that full time, you know, by, you know, going around, and I love to do motivational speaking for events and promote awareness for pancreatic cancer, and you know, that's my mission really, is to get this disease well funded so that we can have a cure. That's my dream, so that we could have a cure, so people that didn't have a chance, like my dad, could have a fighting chance, you know, and that would be the ultimate thing, so that we don't have to have these pancreatic cancer fundraisers anymore, because we would have had one. And you know, it's really just about pursuing your goals and living that, you know, every day, you know, in the manner in which you live. I think it was Stuart Scott that said that, but just recently passed away from some cancer. But, you know, down the line, I would just love to be doing this full time and on my way.
Well, we support you, and I know that you're trying to raise $1 million this year.
That's right. That's right. Even if it takes me longer than a year, that's okay. So my website is not currently updated. It's being updated. It's in the process. We are closing in on 300,000 right now. So,
wow.
So we're getting there. We are getting there. And every dollar is tax deductible, and every dollar counts. It doesn't matter how big or how small, but they each mean so much. And I thank you for supporting.
Well, absolutely. This is we're at Bold. We're about, you know, supporting people who are inspiring us to live, laugh, and love out loud. And so I love having people like you, Julie, on the show with your different projects, because I like to get behind the get underneath what you're doing and really support it. So besides you're running and you're raising money, and that's why I always have to ask that question, what's the dream? Because we can all support each other's dream and that make that a reality. And I want to ask you a question about the pancreatic cancer. Do you know why that's such a deadly one?
Well, the main reason is because it's kind of like a silent killer. Most of the time, it's not found until it's too late.
Until, yes.
So that's what happened with my dad. There's really, the symptoms are very hard to detect. And there's some clinical trials out there. There's some, you know, we've got some leads and stuff, but nothing currently, but there's no early detection method right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question too, and I know you're not a medical doctor, but I know you know what's going on here, because I have a friend who was caught early enough. I think she was very lucky, because when the diagnosis came out, it was pancreatic cancer. We all just pretty much were told, that's it, because it really is detected really late, and doctors aren't looking for that. So I think what you're doing to raise awareness about this, and there are all kinds of cancers, of course, but this one in particular, like you say, is a silent killer, and we want to raise the alarm and raise the attention on this so people can really get to it as early as possible, or not have it at all, as we figure out what's going on there.
If they do, if you're lucky enough to get it caught early, you do have a better chance of survival. But right now, I think it's about 6% live after 5 years. I mean, it's not good. But if you're able to get it early, you do have a better chance. So I'm glad for your friend.
Really. Well, and as we get into our final minutes here, I know that you're a mom and you have two kids, which I can't believe you have. They're like in their early 20s.
Correct.
Oh, my God, Julie. You know, when you go to marathongoddess.com, you'll see how fabulously beautiful Julie is. And then she has two kids on top of that. What are your kids? What are they saying about mom?
Well, I think they're very proud of me, but secretly proud.
Well, you're a mom. We're never young. You know how kids are with their parents.
Well, but really, what's for dinner?
Yeah, so what? 52, 52 and 52. Yeah, anybody can do that, mom. You know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They're fine, and I'm sure they're going to later on tell their kids about it and how cool I was. They'll realize it later.
So your kids are just like everyone else's.
But yeah, they do support me in their own funny way.
Well, we are so happy to have talked to Julie Weiss today, who started running in memorial for her father, Maurice Weiss. And we're talking about raising awareness for pancreatic cancer. And also here on Bold, because we focus on three things: forgiveness, balance, and loving self-care. And one big part of loving self-care, obviously, is our health. And being proactive in that every day and combining all that together with our spiritual side, our emotional side, and bringing that all together so we can have a really bold and vibrant life. Now, Julia, I'll ask you one last question. What did you feel your father saying to you all throughout this?
Oh, I just got chills. I always feel him sort of telling me that you're doing great and I'm proud of you.
Oh.
And, you know, and that means a lot to me. And I think that's where we got this came from, because I kind of hear him telling me that you got this, Julie. And so it's not anymore just about me. Now it's about all of us together. And I think it's become something that was once just for my father, now has really we're running for everyone. You know, we're a community now. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
And where can we find me? That is a beautiful thing, Julie. And I can feel that too. I know your father's smiling. Thank you, Maurice.
Yeah, he is. I can feel it right now.
And we can find you at MarathonGoddess.com. Where can we find you on Twitter, Facebook?
Right, thank you. Also, I'm at Marathon Goddess on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yay, Julie Weiss, the Marathon Goddess here on Bold. We thank you for coming on the show today, Julie.
Thank you. Have a great day. We got this.
We got this. If you like what you've heard, join the conversation at GetBoldToday.com. Like us, tweet us, Instagram us, Google Plus us. We're all available at GetBoldToday. And we like to bring you people who are inspiring us to live, laugh, and love out loud. People like Julie Weiss, who are truly bringing a bold and vibrant message of love, health, and forgiveness for all to the world. We close as always. Remember, shift happens right where you are. Be the change and get bold today.